The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Hi, I'm Ronald Weaver from Santa Monica. You're listening to WGXC
Acra.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer, 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer, 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
Here is a preview of the feature shows coming up on WGXC 90.7 FM on Wednesday, September 11th. At 2 p.m. on Audio Buffet, the September 11th, 2001 attacks on America are remembered with works from Steve Reich, Kronos Quartet, Sonny Rollins, and the Magnetic Fields. Then at 7:30 p.m., the Columbia County Board of Supervisors meets, as they always do, on the second Wednesday of the month. Local citizen Dan Udell usually videotapes the meetings and uses the free Waveform app for WGXC to create a live webcast for each meeting. Click on to listen now at the top of any WGXC.org page and scroll down to find the web stream to listen to the meeting. To view the full WGXC programming schedule, make a one-time donation, or become a sustaining donor, visit our website, WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. With a cool but muggy start to the day, temperatures will climb from the mid-60s to the upper 80s this afternoon. Rain will swing through the area this morning, leaving a lingering chance of precipitation and thunder. Overnight, temps return to the mid-60s with mugginess and a chance of rain persisting overnight. Tomorrow, we'll have a high in the mid-70s with a chance of rain. Over on the Hudson River, high tides will be at 1:40 a.m., 2:09 p.m., and low tides will be at 8:14 a.m. and at 8:24 p.m. Water temperature will be 74 degrees. Just to note, the tide and temperature numbers are adjusted for the mouth of the Catskill Creek and are subject to influence by many factors, such as wind and storm surges. These are a general guideline, and the numbers can wander a bit from day to day. Looking way up, we see the Aurora Oval dipping down to lower Canadian territories, but not quite reaching the states, though. Solar wind is currently 460 kilometers per second at 2.1 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Lumberyard, presenting the Family Festival for a Sustainable Earth, an afternoon dedicated to the environment and our changing climate. Free dance class, films by John Bauermaster, and interactive art exhibit, Tarnished Nature, Erasable Art. Sunday, September 15th at Lumberyard. Information at lumberyard.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lennox Local in Lennox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
transmissions, incidental music, and more. This is At The Tone with DJ Frederick on The Global Voice.
Well, good morning. We had a few false starts there. This is Maria Manhattan, and you're in the Hudson Cafe. And I'm so glad you could join us today. You know, today is September 11th, and really, what can we say? I thought I'd dedicate our first song today to those 3,000 people who went to work one beautiful Tuesday morning 18 years ago and never made it home. Here's Tony Bennett with a Kurt Vile song, Lost in the Stars.
Before Lord God made the sea or the land, He held all the stars in the palm of His hand, and they ran through His fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And He stated and promised He'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, as long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day, till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away. Forgetting his promise and word he'd say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars. Blowing through the night, and we're lost out here in the
You know, I want to say one thing about that time. And if you were living in Manhattan then or anywhere in the New York area, you'll know what I'm talking about. We were never kinder to each other. Not before, not since. Neighbors who you never spoke to asked if you were okay, if your family was okay. There was no class or racial or ethnic distinction. We were all in it together. The mourning for those people, for our city, was so much bigger than any of us individually. There was such power in it. You know, I remember seeing flatbed trucks drive up Broadway carrying smashed cars, and blocks of people just remained silent. I saw trucks carrying twisted metal to the river to load onto the barges headed to the landfill. We were respectful. We were stunned. We held doors for each other. I remember that it was 3 weeks after the event that I heard the first car horn. If only we could find that love and compassion on a daily basis. Okay, well, let's take a breath here. I know it's heavy to go back to that time, but we can't forget it. Not just the horror of the event, but the way we reacted to it. It brought out the best in us, at least for a while. Well, let me play you another song. I have an album here called Trio. It was an album made by Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt, and their harmonies are sensational. Here they are with the song, Those Memories of You.
Those memories. got your lips now that drive me crazy. It's just your haunting memory. Those memories of you still haunt me every night when I lay down. I'll always love you, my little darling, until the day
a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart, be still it's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart, be still my haunted heart.
That was Joe Stafford with a song called Haunted Heart. My friend Tom Woodruff just recently turned me on to that song. And I must say, I have to play a little bit more Joe Stafford. She's an amazing vocalist. Well, here's the Red Rock Hot Club of Los Angeles with Gypsy Daydream. Thank you. Red Rock Hot Club. Well, it is September, and people are throwing the word fall around, and I'm not quite ready for it. You know, I am not ready for those September songs yet. In fact, just yesterday, I was thinking about some of the high water marks of my summer. I'm a summer gal. I just want it to go on. So I thought I would review a few of those highlights of summer 2019 in the world of Maria Manhattan. One of the favorite activities that I've done for the last few summers is attend a show at the McCadden Theater in Chatham. If you haven't been there, I would urge you next summer to check out their schedule for the season, because they do Broadway musicals, and they do them so well. The caliber of the performances, the musicians, their whole production is really wonderful. I started going there a couple of years ago and saw South Pacific, and I was so impressed. Last year it was Cabaret, another great production. And this year I saw Ragtime, which is a huge production. And they managed to really pull it off in that small wooden summer stock theater. In fact, the music is so rich that when you're sitting in that beautiful theater, you feel like you're inside a cello. It just resonates. There were so many glorious voices. And Ragtime is a show about the early 20th century in America. It's about the Gilded Age and about three segments of the population who are trying to all negotiate their space. They're all trying to find their place in New York City at that time. And there are lots of interesting characters like Harry Houdini, the magician, or J.P. Morgan, or Emma Goldman. But the action focuses on three groups of people. There are the rich white people, who are in control, obviously. There are the immigrants, who are coming by boatloads to our country at that time in search of a better life. And there are the African Americans who are making their way north looking for work and turning Harlem into a new community and creating a new musical form in the process. They called it Ragtime. So I want to play for you the prologue to that show. It's an epic musical by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. Here is Ragtime.
Of the Broadview Avenue Hill in New Rochelle, New York, and it seemed for some years thereafter that all the family's days would be warm and fair.
Everyone warm, everything still, the very well off. His considerable income was derived from the manufacture of fireworks and bunting and other accoutrements of patriotism. Father was also something of an amateur explorer.
The house on the hill in New Rochelle was Mother's domain. She took pleasure in making it comfortable for the men of her family and often told herself how fortunate she was to be so protected and provided for by her husband.
Mother's younger brother worked at Father's fireworks factory. He was a genius at explosives. He was also a young man in search of something to believe in. His sister wondered when he would find it.
Grandfather had been a professor of Greek and Latin. Now retired and living with his daughter and her family, he was thoroughly irritated by everything.
Gazebos, and there were no Negroes.
And everything was right. Listen to that ragtime.
In Harlem, men and women of color forgot their troubles and danced and reveled to the music of Cole House Walker Jr. This was a music that was theirs and no one else's.
One young woman thought Cole House played just for her. Her name was Sarah.
Booker T. Washington was the most famous Negro in the country. He counseled friendship between the races and spoke of the promise of the future. He had no patience with Negroes who lived less than exemplary lives.
Dreamed of a new life for his little girl. It would be a long journey, a terrible one. She would not lose her as he had her mother. His name was Tata. He never spoke of his wife. The little girl was all he had now. Together, they would escape.
Oh, Danny, look, it's her, Danny!
Was one immigrant who made an art of escape. He was a headliner in the top vaudeville circuit.
Ich bin die Mutter des großen Houdinis.
He made his mother proud, but for all his achievements, he knew he was only an illusionist. He wanted to believe there was more. Hello, Sonny.
What did you?
What did you say?
Men make a country great.
They can't help it.
At the very apex of the American pyramid.
That's the very tip top.
Like pharaohs reincarnate stood J.P. Morgan
and Henry Ford.
All men are born equal.
But the cream rises to the top.
Oh, let me at those sons of bitches. These men are the demons who are sucking your very souls dry. I hate them.
Someone should arrest that woman.
The radical anarchist Emma Goldman fought against the ravages of American capitalism as she watched her fellow immigrants' hopes turn to despair on the Lower East Side.
La la, la la.
But America was watching another drama.
Evelyn Nesbit was the most beautiful woman in America. If she wore her hair in curls, every woman wore her hair in curls.
Her lover was the eminent architect Stanford White, designer of the Pennsylvania Station on 33rd Street.
Oh. Her husband, the eccentric millionaire Harry K. Thaw, was a violent man!
After her husband shot her lover, Evelyn became the biggest attraction in vaudeville since Tom Thumb.
La, 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 la.
Newspapers called the shooting the crime of the century. Goldman knew it was only 1906.
And there were 94 years to go.
I can only quote Jerry Herman, Jerry Orbach from the musical 42nd Street when he said, "Never forget, the two greatest words in the English language are musical comedy." Indeed. Well, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. I'm Maria Manhattan. You're in the Hudson Cafe. You're listening to musical comedy and so much more, because that's what we do here at WGXC. We're creative community radio. We're here for you. We're radio for open ears. If you haven't contributed and become a sustaining member, I would urge you to do that. Go to our website, wgxc.org/donate, and become a part of this musical magic that we like to create here. You know, there are so many people that have joined us in this endeavor. If you do, you will certainly feel a part, more a part of this when you are in your car listening to WGXC, tooling around. You'll be able to hold your head up and say, "Oh yeah, I'm with them. I got that." So, you just heard Ragtime, which was obviously a reference to a particular time in American history. I saw another show this summer that referenced American history. I saw, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Hamilton. Oh, my word. You know, fortunately, it was everything I had hoped for and more. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator, the writer, star, he wrote not only the book, but the music and lyrics. He took those dusty old portraits of our founding fathers and brought them to life. He even made King George III a wonderfully entertaining character with this next show-stopping number. Here is King George III warning his colonies that their little revolution just won't work. They'll be back.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we heard. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da.
What a number. King George. Who knew he had it in him? Well, one of my favorite events of the summer of 2019 was the second annual Hudson Youth Picnic at Oakdale Lake. It is a fabulous event for Hudson Youth and anyone else that wants to stop by. There is free food, and the Hudson Youth Club sponsors it, puts it on for all of us. And for the second year in a row, my partner Mary DePhillips and I have been the official ice cream scoopers. We scooped so much free ice cream last year that this year we were joined by a third scooper, Catherine Umstead, who donned our now traditional soda jerk drag and helped us dish it out. I can't tell you what an absolute pleasure it is to tell a kid that they can have as much free ice cream as they want. Here's New Orleans' Dukes of Dixieland with the song Ice Cream.
Ice
Dixieland, eh? Wonderful stuff. Well, one WGXE supporter celebrated a big birthday this summer. Mary, darling, this one's for you.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you had a head start. If you are among the very young, and if you should survive to 105, think of all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you've had a head start. If you are among the very young at heart.
Frank Sinatra. Well, I can't let a show about summer go by without playing this song. This is Laura Nyro doing Carole King's Up on the Roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are much too much for me to take.
On the roof, the only If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Patti Page, closing out my summer set the way I began my summer on Cape Cod. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the Hudson Cafe today. It's always a pleasure. And join me next time, 2 weeks from now. Keep your humor, sing, play music, and don't let the bastards get you down. This is Charles Trenet with another summer song.
Il revient I'll see you next time. Des souvenirs familiers. Je revois ma blouse noire lorsque j'étais écolier. Sur le chemin de l'école, je chantais à pleine voix des romances sans paroles, vieilles chansons d'autrefois. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, aux clochers, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge ont partagé mon bonheur. Oui, je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance, t'es gardé dans mon cœur.